Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the rules to live by as a real estate investor. And, you know, specifically when you're a new investor and when you become seasoned like us and you actually kind of make your own rules or you can bend your own rules, and when you have enough deals under your belt, like us,
we make our own rules.
I don't know. I was looking at this before we started, and it's amazing how many of the basic rules are just you start to live by them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that in a second. The show kind of has promise, actually. I'll make sure it goes sideways. Let's take a call, Joe.
Okay. Alicia from Killington, Vermont called in and asked, can you send out offers on houses like you guys do for land? Does it work? Awesome question. Steven?
Yes.
Take it away.
That's the whole answer.
Yeah, I know. That is true. it's two parts. Yes and yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, just like land, you have to do it properly. You get the right education.
Price it properly. Don't send out something silly.
Right, Joe.
I'll buy your mansion for $10. Yeah, no, come on. Yeah.
Although, now here's a basic rule with houses. You want to send it only to people who have no mortgage. And so you have to have the right data set for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, we do have the right data set. We're a licensed provider of it.
That's true.
And you want to make sure that you have rational offers with houses. Mm-hmm. You can send irrational offers in land and get away with it a lot of times. But houses, you want to price yourself around about $40,000 less than you think the finished retail value is. So
maybe percentage? Like, how about a percentage?
I like dollar amounts with houses because...
But if it's there's a huge range.
Well, think of a master plan community that's got... I only send letters in for houses to master plan communities where all the houses are built up at one time. They're only three or four styles and they have real predictable sales values that they give at a given time. So let's say whoever gets done cleaning it up, the house is going to sell for $150,000.
There we go.
You want to be, it's not a percentage. You want
to, you that's want to get, I want to get an idea where the 40,000 comes in.
So you want to send letters out for, I would send letters out for 100. 110, probably, I don't know, you'd probably send a letter out for $5,000. And knowing you, someone would call you and sell the house.
I might get it.
So, yeah, like, $100,000. So you're $50,000 shy, and in the beginning, you want to take 10 grand, and mm-hmm. you want to get it to a guy who's a known flipper or renovator in that area, and then he'll pay the, he'll buy it from you for $10,000 more than you bought it, or he'll just take the deal off your hands and hand you $10,000, which is, if you're new, mm-hmm. is what you should do. So it doesn't cost any money to get into the business. Mm-hmm. And then, you want to make sure that whoever that guy is that you're dealing with, or the three people that you choose in your A-list, they make more money than you do. Because it's a lot easier for you to find deals, deal after deal after deal. You want to keep those people happy. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder for them to renovate. It's a lot of work and a lot of time. And they will beg you. They will call you begging you. Trust me.
Well, I want to point out. Yeah, I want to point out something really important that I don't, because this question comes up to me and I'm surprised someone hasn't called in and asked this, but what do you mean people out there without a mortgage? There's a lot of people out there that don't have a mortgage and those are the ones you want to talk to.
50%.
Right. People don't.
In the area of 50% of the single family residences in this country have no mortgage at all.
There we go. See, people don't know that. And so that comes up often, like, wait a minute. And then you can sort it.
Do you really get that question?
I do sometimes. It comes up.
What about land? They ask about that too?
Sometimes. They do. They think that, is there a lien on it? I'm like, a lien for what? I mean, if it's undeveloped, what would you have a lien on? there's nothing that's been done to it.
I mean, there could
it could just
or
be
HOA.
Exactly. But they're talking about, they're thinking, you know, I have to kind of, sometimes I have to just kind of remind them that, no, you know, it's, they're not making payments to the bank on that traditionally. And by the way, you can sort for that with our data.
Thank you for mentioning
anyway,
that.
And so you remove any risk of wasting 40 something cents on a mailer to them.
Right.
You can really get that.
40 something cents. I thought a stamp cost 49 cents.
It does, but our mailers can go out less than the price of a stamp. So that's why I said that.
Oh, so you're
going to
send out postcards then?
No, I'm
funny. Like people that call us and ask this stuff.
No, it is a white 2-paged letter with an offer.
Well, how can you do
there?
That if it's less
in
than
a window envelope? Oh, phew, yeah, I'm good.
Did you ever meet somebody who really thinks like if you're doing well financially that you're cheating somehow?
Oh God, I hate that.
I do too.
That makes me mad.
Makes me mad too.
You know, I have to say because you know I know I'm not going to go political. I'm not political, but. You know, with all the stuff going on right now and Donald Trump and they're looking at his money and everything like that. Come on, everybody. The guy has always had money. Do we really need to get picky about whatever people I think they're digging for, they're not going to find.
Yeah, or they're going to find it.
And we all know it anyway.
You know,
but it's not going to be, you
it's
know.
It's not so much what they, here's what I think. And I don't care about Donald Trump one way or the other. I have no opinion. I really don't care. And I know you don't either, Jill.
No.
This isn't a plug for him or any or politicians or any – or it's not. It does – it's just an example. It's not – look, everybody has stuff in their past. Every single person, I don't care who you are. It's how you deal with it when it comes up. If you fall apart and start lying after lying after lying, or if you man up about it immediately and say, you know what? I don't really remember that. I haven't done my tax return since 1882.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm going to look into this. Thank you for telling me. And if this is actually true what you're saying, then damn it, I'm going to make an announcement about it and I'm going to make it right.
I'm going to fix it.
That's what people should, you know, because stuff happens.
It's
all how you manage the crazy whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you and I know, I mean, even with our friends, the bigger your company gets, the less control you have over a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you're, even though it's a tough one, you know, we've all heard of people. You know, like rock stars and their managers, you know, taking all their money.
Yeah.
And they had no idea.
Jeez, what is that?
What is that?
That's crazy.
I know. Isn't that sad? That's like your best friend right there, too. I'm like, that really breaks my heart.
You know, we all know people who are married to other people that just one person handles all the money and no one, and the other person has no idea.
It's true.
That scares me, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's
Here's another funny thing about, since we're talking about political candidates, this whole Hillary Clinton server in my closet, email server in my closet thing. And again, I don't care about Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to vote either way on any of this stuff. It's just using it as an example. Joe,
where's my server?
Where's your email hosted?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's the server, the physical server that hosts that email?
I have no idea. I would
so
not
it cracks
know, especially
me
at
up.
Her level. She doesn't know.
It cracks me up that people are like, well, she knew all this stuff. No.
No, she didn't.
Plus, she's like, what, 65?
Yeah, there we go.
She probably doesn't even know what a server is.
Exactly. You said GoDaddy, she'd be like, what?
Or CoreLogic.
Right. Oh, what? So, yes. In their defense.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are the rules to live by, Stephen?
Okay. So, I looked it up and I have some of my own. So, I made a kind of a little bit of a collage. And I would love to get, I'm going to say these things. I'd love for you to get your opinion as we go.
Okay.
And some of them are not, some are rules to live by.
Okay.
And some of it's a bunch of malarkey.
Okay.
Have an exit.
True.
What the hell does have an exit mean? Like, where's an exit sign? This is what it means.
Exits.
Right. Know what you're going to do with that property. I don't care if it's an apartment building, a piece of vacant land, or any investment, actually. Any investment, even stock or whatever you get into. Know what you're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to sell it and how much are you going to sell it? This is the number one. If you could take anything away from this show, it's this. Long before you ever buy a piece of property or get involved in any type of real estate investment, you should have an established, full-blown knowledge of how you're going to sell it, how long it's going to sell, take to sell, who's probably going to buy it. In fact, a lot of times, and this is what we do now, we already know who's going to buy it from us. Mm-hmm. We know the person's name mm-hmm. before we buy it at all. And that's how we base what we're going to pay. Mm-hmm. It's not a game. There's no risk in this. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a tiny bit of risk, but not really.
Uh-uh. And I've heard Steven say this applies to everything, including marriage.
Yeah, know your exit strategy before you get married. Trust me.
I keep trying to apply that to children. I haven't found a way yet.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's fun. Sometimes I laugh at my own stuff.
You have said that.
You know, I can't be responsible for what I say.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Join local clubs.
I don't know. I'm false. What are you going to get out of that?
You're a
good coffee and a donut.
You spent some time with salespeople. Do you ever see a bunch of salespeople talking to each other all day and then no one sells anything?
Then nobody sells anything.
That's what I think these clubs are.
It's a waste.
It's just like everybody sits around and, you know, talk about their own stuff and you're just not talking to the right people.
When I have worked in some go get them sales environments, I remember because you had some big numbers that you had to hit and you were really responsible. Every time we had a meeting, I couldn't wait to get out of the meeting. I'm like, I gotta go do my job.
Right.
It's a waste of my time. So
some people love them. Some people can't stand them. I'm in the middle. I don't know.
I think if you're really, really new and you're learning, sure. Yeah. Like, you want to learn the business, you're trying to learn the industry, you're trying to learn who works with who and what everybody's role is. That might be a good reason to do something.
Yeah.
Like
you know
that.
What you can get out of that? You're right, Jill. If you're new, you should go. Mm-hmm. You know what you can get out of that is, if you're brand new, and you maybe saved up some money, you will find somebody that'll let you work with them for free or if you pay them just a little bit of money. Yeah. And it's a great, fast way to learn. As long as you, like everything, you got to choose the right person. Make sure they're not a crook.
Yeah, like just a mentor. Why do you wait? You don't mean I have to pay my mentor. I'm going to work for my mentor for free. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, pay your mentor.
That's what you said, or pay them something. I'm like, why would I pay them?
No, I mean a mentor should pay the new person.
Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that. That's not what I meant at all.
Okay.
Please don't pay your mentor.
Unless it's us. I'm just kidding.
It's like paying for a class.
No, but seriously though,
like cheaper than a
if I really
class.
Wanted to do something and would I go spend some time with that person and maybe do some stuff on the side, like to be around them and hear and learn some stuff for free? Heck yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, and only after a certain amount of time, then I'd start to say, you know what I would really say is, okay, I've been here for a while. This next deal you're doing, I want a cut of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even say,
hey, I've proven myself now.
Yes, Jill.
Now it's time.
Cut me in 10% or whatever the numbers end up being.
Yeah, I'm in.
And I'll find you the next one because now I know how to do it. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Perfect.
Next one. Find a special interest. What that means is choose your niche.
Yes.
You know, some people love office buildings.
Yes.
I can't stand office buildings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love land.
I agree with that.
I love wholesaling any prep property where you just buy it, you don't do anything to it, and you sell for a little bit more. Yeah.
It's easier to focus on just one area too and get really proficient and knowledgeable with that niche. You know, your special whatever you're going to do, whether it's multi-units, whether it's
fourplexes,
you know,
apartment buildings,
mm-hmm, or just single family homes, maybe within a certain
mobile
price
home
range,
parks.
You can even be that specific. I'm only dealing with anything. I deal with everything under 300,000, you know, whatever it is.
Or maybe a neighborhood specific.
Mm-hmm. And you are the expert.
But I will tell you this about now that we have a lot of members, what I have noticed, and I've talked about this with other people, and this is true for me. You don't know what your specialization is yet. You think you do. You're probably listening to this show saying, I'm going to go flip some houses. My brother-in-law does it. He makes a ridiculous amount of money. You don't know it until you get into it and it's going to click like a switch. It's going to flip a switch.
You'll find it.
It's like choosing a girl out of a big crowd. You can't choose it. It just kind of chooses you.
That's how it goes.
No, I mean, it's how it goes for a lot of guys, and then they end up bagging, and it's just a big fiery ball of mess in the end. But, you know, for girls, girls just have so much more opportunity than men.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. I know you enjoy that.
I do.
See, I told you this could go sideways really fast.
It's really good. All right.
Get a ton of insurance. You're a big insurance fan, aren't you? I differ a little bit on this.
And vehicle, I mean, there's things I'm sure I will insure, period. Homes, vehicles, valuables, you know, if I was doing a flip, you know, that environment. But I mean, I don't know. There's some things I'm like, do I really need insurance? Well, here's my reasoning why. I've actually heard Dave Ramsey talk about this. You can be self-insured. Actually talked to people about, look, you're this age. You just told me you have this much money in the bank. You know that
absolutely.
All the things are taken care of. If something happens to you, I mean, you don't need to be spending all this money on this insurance because you are self-insured, period.
I have cars.
And I believe that.
And that applies for cars. I mean, you have to have liability insurance, but at a certain point, and it comes up pretty quickly, it does not make any sense to any longer to insure. This is just my opinion. To insure a car for collision because it's not worth it. It's because you already won.
Right? Some cars, you don't want to do that. You're right. You just need to with the liability, all the stuff that you have to have because
that's self-insurance.
At the end of the day, could you replace the car? Yes. Is it worth it to pay for that? No.
Exactly. Mm-mm. So a couple more and then we're going to do some of ours. As seasoned real estate people, what our advice, what this ends up being is rules to live by. It's really advice.
Okay.
Borrow as much money as you can.
What?
Yeah. Leverage. What? Leverage. Oh. Use leverage. Oh. It's not, they didn't say use leverage wisely. Oh. You ever hear this? Other people's money. that makes me mad.
That's not nice.
That's not cool.
Well, then what do? You just walk away. Oh, didn't work out. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Some people they think they should get a trophy for that because they structured a great deal. A lot of commercial real estate people they walk around, say, I know a lot of very successful commercial real estate people. You know this, Jill. And they love to have a couple of cocktails and say, you know what? I did this, this, and this, and I pulled this money out of this deal, and I'd have to put a dollar of my own money in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's such a trophy.
I know. You know, you're right. I'm not a fan of that too. I prefer saying I paid cash for the whole thing. I did all that stuff and then I did this is my return.
I paid cash.
Fantastic.
I marked it up 10%.
Uh-huh.
I didn't gouge anybody and sold it. And then you know what I usually say?
Uh-huh.
And the guy that I sold it to made three times as much money as me.
That's my favorite.
That is a trophy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because now I'm going to go back for more. 50 times this guy loves me, and I don't have to go through any of the crap that guy has to go through.
Exactly.
Like renovating buildings or houses or going to get zoning variances.
Right. We don't do any of that.
Or earthquakes or you name it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I see eye to eye at a lot of this.
We do. That's why we're good partners.
I appreciate that. Do I tell you that enough?
Thank you, too. Right. Thank you.
Here's the last one, and then we'll get into ours a little bit. You know what? I wrote this. Own your own house. Your own house and your parents' house are not examples of success.
What does that mean?
I see this all the time in a lot of places around the internet. My parents made $190,000 on their house. All I need to do is four of those and I'm done. Oh, really? How long did they live there?
We all have those stories.
They lived there for 22 years. Why do you ask? Well, what were their mortgage payments every month? I don't know. Well, they're $1,000. Well, what's 22 years times 1,000? Mortgage interest and the whole thing and the maintenance. And they didn't make any money.
Exactly. It's so funny.
It cracks me up.
That's really good.
The purchase price and the sale price are not your margin on a transaction.
Right. That's
true. Do I have to explain that anymore or is that it?
I think that we got that.
Cracks me up.
I know. And you're right. Maybe you should explain that.
Your purchase price and your sale price, especially on a house that you live in for a long time, it's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got to factor in maintenance and interest expense and realtor fees on the buy and the sell side and on and on and on and
taxes over the years.
It's very, very, very unusual. Unless you live in California at the perfect time and maybe
homesteaded.
No, well, if you leverage a house the way that they want you to, which is 3 or 5 or 8 or 10% down, it's very tough to make money. Mm-hmm. Unless you're in California where there's some market that's crazy and it's rapidly going up.
Right.
Which people seek out, and I get that. Through growth path stuff.
Exactly.
So, or if you do it like what Jill and I say, and this is what we practice in life, you just pay cash for the damn thing. Mm-hmm. Or you borrow 20 or 30% of the value and you bring $70,000. We're going to get emails on this. Mm-hmm. People have huge issues with putting money in to a residential property. I personally have. I mean, the only reason we did it or didn't mm-hmm. do it, Jill, is because it doesn't matter.
You know what's funny about this is that my parents did not see eye to eye on this. Which is really interesting. My mom was the one that would want to pay cash for things, and that's the way she would try to, but my dad, not so much. So we didn't grow up, I didn't grow up, we paid cash for everything, but, I just thought that was interesting. My mom used to say, it doesn't matter how wonderful the transaction is or whatever it is if you don't have the money.
Your mom's dead right.
Exactly. I don't really care.
I gotta go with your mom on this.
Yeah. I remember at the time, instant gratification Jill, because I got it from my instant gratification dad, which was, my brother's the same way, by the way. He is worse than me. Yeah. Oh, my brother is the worst. I mean, I've learned and I'm over it.
My sister and I are exactly the same about money.
That's interesting.
I mean, just exactly the same.
That's fine. We have come around though. My brother now owns quite a bit of real estate, as you know, mm-hmm. and he's caught up. But okay,
we're running out of time here. What I know. What would you? What's the first rule? First or second rule, or advice, or what would you suggest for somebody who's new? I guess what we're supposed to be talking about is we're seasoned. So what are the rules that we live by? What are the things that you learned over the last several years that aren't really on lists?
That aren't really on lists? Do your homework. Thoroughly research your deals, no matter how they're presented to you or who they're presented to you. That's just a little thing for me. I do my own homework and run my own numbers. And
here's one for me.
What's up?
Don't see something in a deal that's not there just because you hate your job and you want to be a real estate investor so bad and you want to get started so bad that you're like, oh, this is a little bit more expensive than I want.
Right.
So I'm going to make it work. I'll make it up for it on the sales process. Yeah. Don't ever do that.
No.
I've said this a million times in different ways. You should be your first deal, maybe your first 10 deals. You should be running to the banks saying this the whole way. I hope the seller doesn't change his mind. I hope he doesn't change his mind. I hope he doesn't change his mind. Mm-hmm. It should be that good of a deal.
And it's already sold, by the way.
Yeah.
As you're doing it, it's already sold.
And that's my number two. And it's the same one as the first one over, know your exit. Mm-hmm. Know exactly who's going to buy it long before you ever make the offer. Mm-hmm. What else have you learned? There's this thing called dead air, Jill.
It says, how about don't grow too fast.
Yeah, that's great advice.
That's important. Because I watch people doing that in our world, that they're so excited to say, I have an assistant now. And I'm like, you don't do that too fast. Wait until the time is right. Mm-hmm. So,
You should grow. The big stages of growth in any company, they should be just like the decision that you made to quit your job, where you stayed in your job probably too long, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there and you wake up. This is what happened to me. I woke up one day and I said, how much is it going to cost me to go to my job today?
All right.
If I did this real estate thing over here, instead of going to work this week, I'd probably make 20 grand mm-hmm. and I'm going to make about $500, $800 at work or whatever, whatever the numbers are.
Yeah.
And the same thing with an assistant. How much is it going to cost for me to do this crap that I don't want to do today because I should be doing deals? Mm-hmm. I guess that's pretty good advice, actually, mm-hmm. Jill.
I think it's great advice. Love it. Any last parting words? We're way over.
Join us in the next episode where Jill and I talk about your all-important real estate investment and life. You got to know where you're going to sell it before you buy it.
It's true.
That's priceless advice. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Have that. That's what, that you should almost, I wish I would have thought of this. It's like working a deal backwards. And I love that.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, sure. You say that all the time.
I do. Even in life, everything we're doing, let's work this backwards. We want to end up here. So what do we need to do to get there instead of thinking, where do we want to go?
Exactly right.
duh.
Do that the whole time.
Yeah, I need to work it backwards. So what I would do in our world. And I
don't want to be fat, so I'm not going to eat this pizza.
Right.
That's working the deal backwards.
Well, yeah, or just say I want to look like that. Working it backwards says I want to have that body. Now, what do I need to do to have that body? I've got to exercise four times a week. Yeah. I got to eat these. I got to knock this off. That's working it backwards.
Right.
Well, I was going to say in our world, working it backwards might be I'm going to sell to an investor. Okay, first I got to find these investors. Okay, great. Got to get that network going. Okay, now what are they looking for? Okay, what kind of properties? You know, what can I test? What can I send out there? Mm-hmm. Now I know what they want and what they're willing to buy. Now I'm going to go look for that kind of property. That's a great way.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that described as deconstruction. So you take the whole process and you completely deconstruct it and then solve the ways to accomplish that all the way back from the backwards to the front.
That's big, fancy Michigan State words there.
Trust me on this point. Trust me, please. There is nothing fancy about Michigan State.
That's great.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.